Okay, you are tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You are now listening to the Sitting in the Park show. My name is Bob. This show happens every Sunday night from 7:30 to 9 p.m. I want to do something different for my show today, something I haven't done before, but I've been thinking about doing for a while. I have I had a small stack of records set aside that were all soul music, but they were all like new age or spiritual religious soul music, like from groups like the Nation of Islam and the Black Hebrews and even some other more obscure groups. So I decided I would spend at least the first part of my show today playing some of those records just because they're really interesting. They're not going to be like heavy funk militant records. They're more like really spiritual sounding. So I'm going to start off the show with actually a jazz track, which I don't usually play, but I really like this record and I wanted to play it. This is actually from Chicago, a group called the Shahid Quintet, and this track is called Invitation to Black Power.
Say, Brother Richard.
What, man?
Look at that black brother looking so mean.
Look like he's carrying a can of gasoline.
Listen, brother, let me pull your coat. That's no way to have a black revolt.
See that brother across the street selling those Muhammad speaks? Go talk to him. Let him run it down. Don't try to burn up half the town. Uh-oh. Here comes the man. And you standing here with that can in your hand.
Drop it, brother. Like I asked you to. And let the brother run it down to you.
Sticks and stones and kerosene, Coke bottles filled with gasoline, bricks and bats and bicycle chains. With tools like these, what could you possibly hope to gain?
Burning and looting and cries of black power, black power. All types of war cries the soul brother will holler.
Brother, try and think like a wise man. How much black power can you hold in a can?
Hey! Look at them marching peacefully over there, led by Dr. King. They say Whitey shot him and fled the scene. Carmichael, Brown, McKissick, the late Dr. King. All these soul brothers claim to have the right thing.
Listen to me, brother, and try to understand that what the so-called Negro needs is a divine plan.
9,000 miles and 400 years from home. That's an awful long time for anybody to be gone.
Brother, do you realize that you are the maker and the owner of this earth? And it is that time in history for the American so-called Negro's rebirth.
Let us unite and get some land to call our own that we can live on long after Whitey is gone. Do you think we're shucking or running down some jive? Check Malachi in the Bible, 4th chapter, verses 4 and 5.
It says right there, brother, that in the very last days, Elijah would come to show the black man the way. Unite with me, black power it will be, and there will be no need to carry a can of gasoline.
Wait just a minute, brother. I know what you're gonna say. You're tired of religion in every way. But I'm not talking about preachers hollering about Jesus, Jesus, and a land on high that you can only get to after you die. I mean freedom, justice, and equality, true friendship, money, and the best of property. Not $50 million churches with solid gold steeples,
but businesses, hospitals, and schools to benefit all black people.
Mm-hmm. Honorable Prophet Silas Muhammad is the Prince of Peace. So
your brother, stop killing one another. about things that have no meaning.
We must do for self, depending on no one else.
We must stop this dreaming. You know the truth is the lie, my people, that he talked to me.
At last we've stopped some of the killing. Young men are back home, not leaving loved ones alone. Can't we stop all of the hurting? Live together. This world can be a beautiful place.
WHPK 88.5 FM, Chicago.
We'll be right back. Listen to my story.
Born in the slums of the ghetto. What pain and strife to me. City sections confused my mind. So I saw the light, yes I did. Religion deceived my soul. And I wasn't free, can't you see? My history is still a mystery to me. Oh, somebody please help me. But this is my story. This is my story. A life without glory. Life without glory. And this is my story. This is my story. A life without glory. Listen to me. Came from the south side of Chicago. Life filled with misery. Friends filled with schemes and broken dreams. Life was a lie to me. Growing up with dope and debt. But they called it liberty. Enough to blow my mind. Took away my sanity. And this is my story. This is my story. A life without glory. Life without glory. And this is my story. This is my story. A life without glory. Rules is long, but I stay strong. Now I'm in Jerusalem, trying hard to please my God. Oh, I try my very best, 'cause that's all he asked of us. He said to do the rest. This is my story. This is my story. A life without glory. Life without glory. And this is my story. Listen to me. Naziel, and he showed me the way to Jerusalem.
Sisters, we have come to say, let's get together in a special way.
Special way.
Many have tried, and many have failed, but we are so glad we can prevail.
Prevail.
'Cause we found new life. Together, Harambe,
sunshine without sunshine. The way is hard to find. But truth is like the sunshine, like the sunshine. It brings light to our minds. Light makes things clear.
Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You are listening to the Sitting in the Park show. My name is Bob, and this show happens every Sunday night from 7:30 to 9 p.m. So that whole set was like a concept type of set where I just played all spiritual type records. Some of the records had specific religious affiliations, and some of the records were just like new agey. So I will go through backwards to the start of the show. The last record I played was a group called Kalimba, and it was called Where Is the Sunshine. After that, a group called AOH with Third Eye, and that was unusual because the group is from Allentown, Pennsylvania. I also played another song by them. Before that, from Georgia, the Cosmos Universal Band with Third Eye. From Chicago, but actually from Israel, because they were part of the Black Hebrews that immigrated to Israel, the Sons of the Kingdom, with Change Those Chains. From New York, the Soul Liberation, with People Come Together, Harambe. That group was actually, that was actually a Christian group. I think it was produced by the Tom Skinner Church in New York, which I don't know much about, but I think it was a Christian church that was focused on racial integration and equality. So it was an interesting record. Before that, I played the Sons of the Kingdom again with This Is My Story. Before that, just sort of a Christian spiritual type of thing by Bobby and Bobby Fulton with Massa's Grandbaby, Got to Have Justice. That was from Pittsburgh. Bobby Fulton, he sang in some groups, and he had a record label called Soul Town. Before that, I played a group called Sounds of Naptown, and Naptown is Indianapolis. That track was called Love is the Answer, and it was just kind of a spiritual song. Before that, Nation of Islam track by The Prophet's Trumpet with Dream On. Before that, AOH again with The Answer Lies in Love. Before that, from LA, Nation of Islam cut, that was A New Creation with Elijah Knows. Before that, The Prophet's Trumpet again with The Prince of Peace. And the last record was Chicago Nation of Islam cut, that was the Shahid Quintet with Invitation to Black Power. So there's actually a lot more material that sounds like this type of stuff that I've been playing, but a lot of it is on LPs, and most of them are kind of like spiritual jazz. But the 45s are kind of obscure, so, and I do have a few more that I didn't bring. I wanted to focus on some of the better ones that I have. And I'm actually going to play one last record, but I didn't want to play it before announcing it. This is the other side of the New Creation record that I played near the beginning of the show. And it's called The Fish Song. And it's interesting. It's like an advertisement for Peruvian fish that were like sourced by Elijah Muhammad, that they would sell door to door. And it was just like advertising the service. And what's weird is the record is actually produced by H.B. Barnum, a famous record producer. But I assume the record was given away almost like an advertisement for this new service provided by the Nation of Islam, as obviously one of their focuses was also improving people's diets. So this last record as part of the Spiritual Soul set is The New Creation with The Fish Song.
Hey man,
what's that, brother?
I saw some beautiful brothers the other day, and they was looking good.
Oh yeah, what was they doing?
They was going all through the neighborhood selling Viking H&G fish and making a happy sound.
Oh yeah?
Listen.
We're in your neighborhood with your fish today. Yeah, 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 yeah. We're in your neighborhood with your fish today. Yeah, 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 yeah. We're in your neighborhood with your fish today. Yeah, 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 yeah. We're in your neighborhood.
We're so proud. can afford.
That you can afford.
So brothers and sisters, get whitey fish. It will make you a wholesome dish. It's support from Blue. You see, the water is thinking of you.
And we're in your neighborhood. With your fish today. Yay, 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 yay. Mohammed's on time. He bought it all the way. It's from Elijah to you. And it's imported from Peru. It's the purest fish in town. Why don't you pick up 5 or 10 pounds? The best fish for you and me. It's Whiting H&G. It's the purest fish in town. Why don't you pick up 5 or 10 pounds? We're in your neighborhood with your fish today. Yeah, 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 yeah. My home is on time.